The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We will be reading yours on the air. We could. You never know.
What they're eating now?
What?
Gold leaf on Toro.
Gold leaf on what?
Toro.
Hell, it's Toro. What is that?
What?
Hold on, Mr. Gold Leaf. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: that's not what Steve Harvey wrote in that book. Dear Steve and Shirley, my best friend and I, you're going to like it, Steve. My best friend and I have been really close for 17 years, but now we are constantly bickering over her twisted ideas of love and marriage. She has always taken an interest in reading books about male and female relationships, but her favorite book is Steve Harvey's Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
And she has twisted each chapter to fit how she chooses to live. In the past, she has dated great guys, but she would break up with the guys if they didn't have any desire to take care of her financially. She brings nothing to the table, and she lives paycheck to paycheck. She has a new guy that she is dating, and he has a great job, so she's happy. She brags about how he helps her with her bills, and he gives her money to shop. She has told me that he makes comments about her current living conditions because she lives with her parents and she uses their car. I told her that he is making those comments for a reason, because she maintains that she will not move out or buy her own car, because if a man has an issue with it, he will get her a nice place of her own and buy her a new car. She said that Steve Harvey's book says that males are hunters and that all that women do need to do is stay pretty with our hair together, nails and toes done, and a man will come in and take care of everything else. What? Why am I at this job right now? Why?
Go.
Carla, let's leave.
Okay.
We're doing this all wrong, according to her. All right. The letter writer says, she said that Steve Harvey said that it's a woman's role to take care of her man, raise the kids, and keep the house together. I read Steve Harvey's book, and nowhere in there does it say that.
Thank you.
I need you to clear this up because she listens to the show every day. So do men want women to bring something to the table, or is it really the man's role to step in and do it all? Well, let me start by saying you are so right, letter writer. You are so right, so on point. It's not so much about a woman bringing something to the table. You know, it's about the attitude of your bestie thinking that men owe her something just because. That's what she's saying in this letter. I mean, that's where she's got it all twisted. A man will do that. They'll do that and more for her if she has the means, if he has the means and the desire to. But that's up to him. All right. That's not up to her. My advice to her would be save some of her money while she's staying with mom and dad, just in case her man, you know, doesn't move her out and doesn't buy her a car. At least then she'll be able to afford her own place and her own car with her own money. And, you know, of course, it's nice to have someone buy and give you gifts and stuff like that, take care of you, and all you have to do is sit there and look pretty. That's nice. But just sitting around and waiting for a man to do that, it's just not very smart, okay? Get out, get your own, be your own boss. Whatever the man does for you, that's gravy, that's extra. He owes you nothing, okay? Absolutely nothing. And Steve said nothing of the kind. What book did you read? What book did you read? He said nothing of the kind. Did you, Steve?
Shirley helped me write the book.
Yes.
That ain't in there.
No.
Ain't nobody told you that. Go somewhere and sit on your ass. Just look pretty and that's it. Man.
And get your hair done and your nails.
Don't even want to be in this letter.
Just straighten her out, Steve.
That's not what Steve Harvey wrote in his book. I appreciate you saying that, lady, but your friend is 17 years. Got all these twisted ideas about love and marriage.
Yeah.
She's interested in reading books about male and female relationships. But her favorite book is the one I wrote, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Mm. Now, in the past, she done dated some good guys. But she break up with them if they didn't have any desire to take care of her finances.
Mm. And that's Steve's fault?
Girl. Well, it's day two. You through eating? Let me show you this I bought in my purse. You see these stack of bills?
Right.
Now, we going back to your place or what?
Because you know I live.
But we need to go through these bills. Mm-hmm. I got these car notes. Mm-mm. We, you know.
Huh?
You ain't. You ain't finna pay these bills.
Boy, bye.
Oh, you can get your ass out of
yeah.
here. I ain't sleeping with you no more. Mm. She brings nothing to the table. Nothing. And she lived paycheck to paycheck. And she's dating this new guy, got a great job, so she happy. She brags about how he helps her with her bills and gives her money to shop.
Wow.
Now, she's not telling you what she's doing to get these little car notes and the shopping spree. Mm. She up in hell on her back.
What? What? What?
Wow.
What's that?
She up in here on her back.
That's not in the letter, Steve.
Letting it go.
She don't do that, Jerry.
She don't bring nothing to the table. She is the table.
Wow.
I'm telling you right now. See, y'all quit looking at these letters without seeing what's in here.
Come on,
he
cracker.
A new guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He pay her bills, gives her money to shop. All this here. Cause she up in here on her back.
Well, I thought all she had to do was keep her hair done.
And... putting it down. She keep her head hanging off the edge of the bed. That's how she keep her hair.
Whoa.
Oh, it's going down up in here.
Oh, gosh.
It's going down up in here.
Oh, God.
And she knows what she's doing, too. It's just that when men get tired of it and get to all these reading all these bills while they're eating, just putting out all kind of bills, cell phone bills, grocery bills.
Yeah.
Look what I had to help. I helped my mom there with the rent. You don't want to do nothing for that?
Wow. Wow. All right, hang on. Part two of Steve's response is coming up at 23 after the hour. Today's letter, the subject, that's not what Steve Harvey wrote in that book. Let's recap.
This woman been dating, using my book all wrong. Ain't nobody told her do none of this here. So she don't want no man. Every time she date a man, if they don't start taking care of her financially, she break up with him. Well, she got a new guy now, and, you know, he got a good job and everything, so she bragging about how he helps her with her bills and he gives her money to shop. Mm-hmm. Before we left, I explained to you why you getting money for your bills and why you can go shopping.
Why?
Because you in here on your back.
Shut up, Junior. She's not just
on
looking pretty with her hair, nails,
back.
And nails done.
Get your back up, sucker, and raise your rump.
Okay, she said that Steve Harvey said it's a woman's role to take care of her man, raise the kids, and keep the house together. All that women
did I tell you your job is to take care of man?
All that women need to do is stay pretty with our hair together, nails and toes done, and
that's,
a man will
that's
come
not
in
my book.
And take care of everything else.
Ain't nobody finna do that.
What?
And you bring nothing to the table according to this letter.
She
told me that this man now been making comments about her current living conditions because she lives with her parents and she uses their car. The lady wrote the letter saying, I told her that he's making those comments for a reason, but she maintains that she will not move out or buy her own car because if a man has an issue with it, he will get her a nice place on her own and buy her a new car. Mm. Okay, are you crazy?
Trying to say.
See, baby, let me explain to you where you're going wrong with this whole thing. First of all, you've had several men.
Good men.
Come on.
And the moment they don't want to financially take care of you, you want to break up with them. Well, this dude right here is taking care of some stuff for you.
Yeah, you're.
But now he done brought up the fact that you live with your mom and you're using their car. Because he trying to figure out, okay, now where we at now? Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Now, you say if he really love you, he'll help you get your place and buy a new car. No, he's not. Now, you done been on your back with these men before. And it ain't produced a house, a car, or nothing to hell else.
Oh, Lord.
Get your back off, son.
When you finna learn that this don't work?
No.
I got this your requirement, but you keep passing out cookie before you get cars, apartments, rents, and money.
Yes.
And then the dude that do give you this money, he start asking you, why you still living with your mom and him and you driving their car?
So does that mean he's getting sick of her? He's getting tired
getting
of her?
Getting dead sick of her. Because he thought he had something. He got fooled. Mm-hmm. He thought he had something. Found out he didn't. Now, she said the Steve Harvey book said that males are hunters. I've always said that.
Yeah, you said that.
That's
that true. Check, that's true.
And
facts.
All that women need to do is stay pretty with our hair together, nails, and toes done, and a man will come take care of everything else. What?
Carla, let's leave now.
Because y'all ought to have a lock on it.
Okay.
You, Carl, and Monica can go now. Your hair done, your nails, and your toes is pretty. So what's wrong? Yeah. Y'all ought to be good. What y'all in here for? Y'all stupid.
Exactly.
Y'all stupid.
We were.
Y'all dumb. Y'all trying to take care of yourself.
Yeah, we losers.
Oh, y'all trying to be independent?
And all of that.
Damn, that's dumb. She said Steve Harvey said it's a woman's role to take care of her man. How you going to take care of your man if you ain't working?
Exactly.
See, why would I say that and you ain't working?
Yeah.
I read Steve Harvey's book and nowhere in there does it say that. I need you to clear this up because she listens to the show every day. So do men want women to bring something to the table? The answer to that is yes. Now, let me help you understand this a little bit better. If a man is wealthy, his requirement may not be for you to have a job.
Right, if he has the means, right.
But now, if he has the means, let me tell you what he do want. He wants a woman that he can put on his arm and take places. He wants a woman who looks good, I mean, that sounds good in meetings and social settings. He wants a woman that's able to classily mingle in and out of all different situations. He wants a woman that's stylish. So may want a woman who's really good with kids because he may have children. Mm. He's also looking at a woman where if she has kids, what type of mother she is. And how can he fit in there and be provider for her and all of them? He also looking for a woman who can better him, who can help him be a better him. Now, if a woman can do those things, that becomes your job. And your job is very simple and has great reward to it. But if you bring nothing to the table, see, at one point in time, this is what happens to people who bring nothing to the table. You're going to pull your chair up one time, ain't going to be nothing to eat.
Oh, I thought you was going to say it's not going to be a table.
Yeah, you're going to pull your chair up and ain't going to be nothing to eat. Uh-huh. Oh, you at the table, but ain't a damn thing on there for you to eat because he done ate and left. You've got to bring something to the table.
And in this...
style, swagger.
Elegance, wisdom, something.
You know, watch his back.
Yeah.
Baby, listen to me. I don't like him because when you're not looking, he looking upside your head crazy.
Yeah, loyalty. Yeah.
Steve, his name is Sawyer. Mm-hmm. Stop calling this man Simo.
You've done that a few times, haven't you?
Oh, that's Marjorie. Steve, that's Al Bernstein. Don't say nothing else. Okay. Hey, Sal. Your stupid ass. I said, Hal. Not Sal. Boy, she be behind me. Boy, if you don't. Steve, before you shake the hand.
Marjorie can talk through her teeth.
She said, Steve, before you shake the hand, just turn around. I know everybody in here. All my friends know these people. Stop just guessing.
Yeah.
You don't know nobody.
And stop saying, what's happening, huh?
Yeah.
Quit calling everybody, huh? She said, these white people don't know what you're talking about. What's happening, huh? My man, I see you. Boy, good to see you again. What's going on, boy?
That's you all night.
Yeah. I'm talking to this Russian man. He don't know what that means.
It's just so funny because that's so true. We've seen you do that.
Oh,
it's
man.
Just so hilarious.
Oh, man,
Steve.
She be behind me all the time. Steve, that's the president of NBC. Who?
All right, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday.
Y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangster Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangster Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love comedy movies and Hollywood satire, you're going to want to listen to a brand new podcast called Get It to Dutch.
In Get It to Dutch, we play three aspiring screenwriters on a quest to get a script to big-time Hollywood producer Dutch Huxley.
Each week on the podcast, we perform a movie script right before your ears.
It's like going to a movie with your eyes closed.
And we have amazing guest stars, including Tim Robinson, Rob Hubel, Lily Sullivan, Jamie Moyer, and Weird Al Yankovic.
Listen to Get It to Dutch, a screenwriter's journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.